Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 9th. March was the 10th month in a row of record-breaking heat around the world. New data from the European Union's Climate Monitoring Service says March also capped off the hottest 12-month period in recorded history. CNN's Laura Patterson has been looking into this. Laura, we've been hearing about monthly records a lot recently. Is this just a sign of how bad things are getting?
Hi, Jo. So yes, this continued record global heat is yet another alarming sign. Scientists are very clear it's being driven by the human-caused climate crisis, which has been given a boost by El Niño, this natural climate pattern which tends to lead to higher global temperatures. And this new data from Copernicus shows the last 12 months breached 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels, this key benchmark in the Paris Climate Agreement. And while scientists are more concerned with longer-term warming over decades rather than a single year, they see these temporary breaches as a clear and very concerning signal of accelerating climate change.
And we've had some other big climate news this morning. What can you tell us about this important ruling that was made?
So today, Europe's top human rights court has made a landmark judgment that Switzerland has violated its citizens' human rights by failing to adequately tackle the climate crisis. The claim was brought by more than 2,000 older Swiss women, most of whom are in their 70s, who said that climate change-fueled heat waves were increasing their risk of dying, as well as undermining their health and quality of life. And experts say that this unprecedented judgment could end up having ripple effects across the globe by bolstering other climate cases and opening the floodgates for similar lawsuits in the future.
The House is back from Easter recess today, and Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a lot of pressure. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene took shots at Johnson during a town hall in Georgia yesterday.
I will not tolerate a Speaker of the House that I voted for to sell us out.
She's threatened to call a vote to try to get rid of him if he goes forward with an aid package for Ukraine. Johnson's been working behind the scenes to find a deal that could make it through the House after months of promising to get more aid passed. But with a tiny majority and opposition from far-right politicians like Taylor Greene, he'll likely need support from Democrats to get it through, which could put his job at risk. US Coast Guard leaders illegally used non-disclosure agreements to prevent sexual assault victims from speaking out about their alleged attacks. That's according to a congressional inquiry, which started after CNN reported sexual misconduct at the prestigious Coast Guard Academy. Senator Ted Cruz wrote a letter to the Coast Guard commandant urging them to stop using these agreements. The Coast Guard says the NDAs weren't meant to silence the victims, but to protect investigation integrity and privacy. Today we'll know the sentences of the parents of the teenager who killed four students in the 2021 school shooting in Oxford, Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumbly were arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter just days after the shooting and were convicted earlier this year. Prosecutors are recommending 10 to 15 years, saying they showed a, quote, chilling lack of remorse. And they've accused James Crumbly of threatening the prosecuting attorney with retribution in several jail phone calls. The defense denies that and wants less than 5 years each, with Jennifer Crumbly asking for house arrest. Prosecutors say Alec Baldwin's behavior on the Rust movie set was partly to blame for a fatal shooting. More on that after this quick break. Special prosecutors say Alec Baldwin rushed crew on the Rust film set to work faster, which contributed to safety compromises that they say led to the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She died when a gun Baldwin was holding fired a live round and shot her during a scene rehearsal. A new legal filing claims the actor had, quote, absolutely no control over his emotions on set, and says Baldwin screamed and cursed at people, leading them to compromise on safety. Baldwin's representative declined to comment on those allegations. The woman in charge of weapons safety on the set was convicted of involuntary manslaughter last month. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to the same charge, and his lawyers are trying to get the case dismissed. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.